girl, I but still I love him. I can't deny him, but I'll be with him wherever he goes. He stood at the corner, a fag in his mouth, two hands in his pockets. He whistled me out, but still I love him. But still, I love him. I can't deny him, but I'll be with him wherever he
Good evening. Welcome to Shoulder Gale. This is Pat tonight. Whoa! Hey! And why stop now? Good evening, everybody. That was a little bonus for you there from Outside Track. I kind of bumped a little button there, and that just kept playing. So let's just keep listening. Prior to that, we had the Battlefield Band started out the set with the Duke and Beetroot. Out of Canada, we had Vishton, Le Chateau Frigay. And I hope I pronounced that right. Sorry from all you guys from Quebec, but that's the best shot I could take. Fluke from Scotland off their album Rubia. It's Pod, the name of that tune there. And then you also had Outside Track. You had the nice song there called Do You Love an Apple? And that is a request. Outside Track will be returning to Colorado in September, and they will be down at the Spanish Peaks Celtic Music Festival in Huerfano County, you know, La Vida, Walsenburg. It kind of goes around the county there. It's a lot of fun. Huerfano County hospitality is awesome, and Spanish Peaks country is just beautiful. So it's a nice time of year. It's the last weekend in September. The last full weekend in September, September 22 through 25. There's free stuff and there's ticketed stuff. There's a lot of concerts, workshops, demos, street parties, sessions, all that. Highly recommend it. I tell you what, I've got it on my calendar every year. It's really a lot of fun. The vocals you heard there on that song for Outside Track may be familiar. People have gone to see a band that's come through here from Ireland called Full Set. And the vocalist was Teresa Horgan there. Well, Teresa has moved over to Outside Track. So she's brought her flute and her beautiful kind of bluesy voice. I love her voice. Just got some nice stuff going on, at least for me, hope for you. And so Teresa will be back down at Spanish Peaks. She'll be performing with Outside Track. She'll also be doing involved in the singing workshops down there. And if you're a flute player, she'll also be teaching some flute classes. And it's just going to be a great time. It's some awesome, you know, Outside Track's going to be there, but the High Kings are going to be down there. All Ten's going to be down there. Again, they're all performing and also be doing, you know, workshops and demos and hanging around for days. And that's just a good kind of time if you're into the tradition of music and the dance and the storytelling, all of that. Well, that's what happens down there. Some of it's scheduled and some of it not. So, but it's a great time down there. Robbie O'Connell from the Clancy Brothers will be down there. Ilian Piper, Jerry O'Sullivan, a Scottish folk singer, Ed Miller, who will also be down there performing. Awesome guitarist Chris Newman, Marie and the Cassidy will be down there. Martin de Cogan from Cork, fantastic. He's just like an overall fun guy. He's a great storyteller. He sings, he dances, he plays, and he's just a fun guy to have down there. Matter of fact, we joke, we just can't get rid of him. I mean, and I just mean that in a very positive way, because he's just one of those guys that you like to have around. It just seems like he can do everything. He might be, you know, taking the microphone and introducing bands and telling jokes, or he might be playing with somebody. He just kind of, he does it all. He's a great, great entertainer. So he'll be down there, and just loads more people, you know, performers and you know, instructors and, you know, all that. So come on down there if you can. That's the last weekend in September, September 22nd through 25th, Thursday through Sunday. Good time. Well, let's see. I've got some other things going on. You know, Roger O'Hara always compiles a really nice list of local activity going on here in our region here, and in the metro here and beyond. And but I'll get to that in a little bit. I think what I'll do is just keep playing some music. I've got a fan in the studio tonight. Dave's over there tapping his foot, and you know, I got to keep that music going. I don't want to lose my audience. So what I'm gonna do is just kind of a fun little thing here. There's a band out of San Francisco, and they're good friends with Grateful Dead, you know, over the years, but they like Celtic music. And so with the permission of Grateful Dead, they kind of do this Celtic Grateful Dead thing. Now, they're good enough musicians to pull it off. So we'll put those guys on. We'll follow it up with, how about a singer you all probably recognize, singing a James Taylor song with a band, a Celtic band from Spain. How about that? Okay, so that will follow that. And after that, we're just shooting from the hip. Okay, so right now, we're gonna put on, from San Francisco, Wake the Dead.
Just a little bit harder. My grandfather was a sailor. He blew it off the water. My father was a farmer, and I, his only daughter, took up with an old good mill working man from Massachusetts. He dies from too much whiskey. Yes, but it's my life has been wasted, and I have been a fool to let this manufacturer use my body for a tool. I can ride home in the evening, stare at my hands, swearing by my sorrow that a young girl ought to stand a better chance.
And from Toon we head down the road a little bit for a weekend away, maybe. Will you meet me on Clare Island? Summer stars are in the sky. We get the ferry out from Luna and wave all our cares goodbye. We'll go dancing at the Kiddy. We'll go kissing on the strand. Take all our clothes off in the moonlight. Skinny dipping, hand in hand. We start drinking in the twilight. We keep it up until the dawn. We pull the bars because there's no guards to take our names and send us home. So will you meet me on Clare Island? Summer stars are in the sky. Get that ferry up from Rotherham and wave all our fears goodbye. I'm getting weary of the city. So many things have changed. Let's head off for Nora Daly's home, where she walked it never rained. So will you meet me on Clare Island? The summer stars are in the sky. Get that ferry up from Rotherham and wave all our cares goodbye. There's wild and tall white horses, and the swell rolls in the bay. I won't care if the boat can't sail. Should we get home some other day?
So will you meet me on Clare Island? Summer stars. Summer.
stars are in the sky.
Yes, meet me on Clare Island. Not a bad way to spend a summer's day. That's the Saw Doctors. A lot of fun, those guys. I miss them. I hear they're back together, but that's all I hear. Haven't seen anything coming out this way or that, but we'll, if we hear anything, we'll keep you posted. And yeah, prior to that, we had somebody with Colorado roots and also Irish roots, Tim O'Brien, best known for his bluegrass, but he's done a lot of projects, you know, kind of crossover projects, including The Crossing, and that's what the CD, the name of the CD that this tune came off, Ireland's Green Shore. And then prior to that, we had... that voice you may have, oh, that sounds familiar. It's Kathy Matea and singing on Mia Doiro's album, Nino do Sol. And Mia Doiro are from Galicia, Spain, kind of a Celtic region there. You know, they have a lot of influences, but one of them is Celtic and quite a history. You know, people like Carlos Nunez and some really good entertainers come out of that area who represent their Galician Celtic heritage very well in instruments. Of course, we started off there with Wake the Dead. We have a few things. I mean, August is a little quiet with festivals, unless you want to go up to Montana. A couple things going up there. And... you know, just the Scottish Festival, you just missed that up in Snowmass, just was over this weekend, so, oh well. Next year, mark your calendar. I heard it was a blast. But you can always see we have some great local talent that's always, you know, always around. Avernine, fun group, you know, they sing and play standards and that, and they're around on a regular basis up at Katy. Katie's up in Westminster, playing the 14th, 21st, and 28th. They start early, 5 o'clock, so there you go. And they also play up at the Abbey and down at Quinn's, too, sometimes. Skeen Dhu will be... down at the Highland Square Farmers Market, that's up in that 32nd and Mead area in Denver, the 21st. They'll be playing the morning till afternoon, till about 1 o'clock. And they'll be out at Belmar Plaza in Lakewood on the 26th. Wild Mountain is on stage at Clancy's Irish Pub up in Wheat Ridge on the 27th. This month, and they're playing 5 o'clock to 8 o'clock. So remember, that's kind of an earlier set. But I tell you, you know, I was up at Clancy's a few weeks ago, and they really do a nice job in the kitchen there. And friendly folks in that, you know, it's if they haven't been to Clancy's in a while. They're still up in Wheat Ridge, but they're not way west on there. They're around Wadsworth and... 38th, kind of off there, so not too far away from where old Elitch's was. Old Elitch's up there in North Denver back in the day. there's Brian Clancy. He's down in, I guess he's just down in, it looks like here from Roger Harris notes here, Celtic notes here from the August Celtic Connection that he's just down in, looks like Jack Quinn's this month. So There you go. The Bedlam Boys will play at the Barrel in Estes Park on the 20th. And that's an early set, too. That's from 3:30 to 6:30. So that's there you go. Oh, as I'm flipping the pages here, it's kind of a neat thing. Did you know this? I didn't know this. Irish Snug presents Sid King's Burlesque Revival, August 27th. Now, I didn't know this, but that famous burlesque club on East Colfax, kind of around Marion and Colfax, might be another block or two down, but it's up there. So Irish Snug is in the old Sid King's. So it's where Sid King's was. I'm in the same building. So where Sid King's used to be, I saw a before, you know, when it was Sid King's, and an after. And Sid King's is just a famous burlesque club. It was in, Clint Eastwood's movie. He was running around with that monkey. What was the name of it? What was the name? Where's Dave? Is he there? No, I guess he stepped out of the room. But anyways, it's got a lot of history. And so it looks like they're having some fun with it and going to do a burlesque revival at Irish Snug. So that ought to be interesting. That's August 27th. There's something I mentioned before about the Spanish Peaks Celtic Music Festival, and I just wanted to remind you again, the September 22nd through the 25th, and it's open now for like early bird registration in that, and it's at CelticMusicFest.com. So it's CelticMusicFest.com is where you can go up there to register for things. Now, there's free stuff, too, and there's ticketed stuff. But there's, if you want to get in on some of the early bird stuff. I mean, you're talking about some concerts like Alton, High King, the Outside Track, plus just a load of other stuff. So I know a lot of you mark the calendar like I do every year, but if you're kind of new to it, I would kind of jump on it because it's going to be a fun time. And these venues down at Spanish Peaks Country are only so big, so you might want to make some plans. Go ahead, commit. It's a blast. Everybody's friendly. We have a good time. Beautiful area. Hanging out under the Spanish Peaks. It's awesome. Another awesome thing coming up, it's now on sale. It's going to be at the Soiled Dove. If you've never been there before, it's a really nice, intimate place out on First Avenue, out kind of the Lowry neighborhood, you know, Quebec and First Avenue. Matter of fact, it's right below the tavern at Lowry is the Soiled Dove Underground. And it's a real nice place to watch a show. Reserve seats, you know. You can get food from the tavern upstairs, and downstairs. It's just comfortable. You go out there, you park for free. You know, it's such a nice hassle-free venue. And then once you get there, it's just so comfortable. So Tommy Fleming is going to be out there, and he's kind of referred to sometimes as the voice of Ireland. He's got some people like Eric Clapton said his version of Danny Boy is the best I've ever heard, bar none. So that's old Slow Hand himself. It's just going to be a fun. It's going to be like this Irish night at the Dove with Tommy Fleming and friends. Some other musicians will be there, and I think a lot of stuff's going to be unfolding on that. It's going to be pretty awesome. It's not a big venue, so, you might go to soildove.com, soildove.com, or, you can always call down to Celtic Connection, too, for information on this stuff as well. That's October 28th. Tommy, the last time Tommy here, he was a schoolboy. Now he's shaving. He's got a family. And maybe they're shaving. I don't know, but he's He still looks in his photos. He's still got that baby face, that red hair and baby face. But he's just got a really brilliant voice. He blew people away the first time he came here. It was a long time ago. He was actually a guest singer for the brilliant Phil Coulter, the pianist, Irish pianist, songwriter, brilliant songwriter, Phil Coulter, Town I Love So Well, and so many other great hits. So he was a guest vocalist for Phil in that tour. And the very first place on that North American tour that they played was here in Denver. And the very first song that they played just blew people away. I mean, people were going like, they're freaking out. They're coming out. I mean, people were actually, during intermission, are going, did you hear that? Of course I heard it. I heard what you heard. But the song that he played, the very first song, was a Brendan Behan song. And Brendan Behan, the famous Irish playwright, writer, rebel, crazy guy. Boy, I tell you, you can Google some of his quotes, some of them I can't mention on air. But he was quite the colorful character, Brendan Behan. And this song, he wrote the lyrics to it. It's about being in a prison in Dublin, which he spent a fair amount of time there over the years. So I'm going to play that song. This is the first song here that Tommy played in the States, and it was here in Denver. The old Triangle.
A hungry feeling came o'er me stealing. Oh, the mice were stealing all in myself, and the owl tried. Goes jingle, jangle, on and on the banks of the rock canal. In the air the screws were falling, singing up you bossies and clean up yourselves, and the owl triangle goes jingle.
Of the rock canal.
There you go. That was new music from the Lead Farmers to end the Shulte Gale show. You're listening to KGNU Boulder, Denver, 88.5 FM, 1390 AM, or live all the time at kgnu.org. So this is Pat wishing you a good night, and stay tuned for Musica Mundi.
Good evening and welcome to Musica Mundi. And today we have the whole crew of Colorado Brazio Festival crew here in the studio. But we're going to come back and let you know about this festival. Also, we have live performance. You're going to get a taste of the Colorado Brazilian Fest. My name is Ugot, your host this evening until 10 p.m. And stay tuned. And we also have ticket giveaways.
Is made possible by you, the KGNU listener member, and by Rowdy Mermaid Kombucha, Colorado's snow melt kombucha brewery and tasting room, located at 49th Street and Pearl Parkway, just off the bike path in East Boulder. Hosting the release of their Wild Sour Kombucha beer, Saturday, August 13th at 5 p.m. More details on Rowdy Mermaid can be found on Facebook and Twitter.
Liar.
Quando a noite cai e o dia vem, fico
as ruas só pensando em